Thank you, Father. Welcome to this hymn fest for the Sacred Heart, an opportunity for us to honor the Sacred Heart on this special feast day through his song. The 11 hymns selected for this event, which you have in the program, in the booklet that you have, were all popular Catholic hymns at one time. So many of you will know at least some of the hymns. If you don't know any of them, though, this will be an opportunity for you to add a few hymns to your repertoire. As we sing through the hymns, observe that the hymns in themselves are more than just words or melodies. They are in themselves prayers. Prayers to the Sacred Heart of Jesus in his divinity and in his humanity. This theme presented in each hymn may vary slightly from hymn to hymn, but they are clearly prayers of honor and praise. Prayers to the Sacred Heart for favors received, and prayers of reparation, something he himself asked for during his apparitions to St. Margaret Mary. Incidentally, I was very happy when I came up here to the podium to observe this beautiful picture here of the apparition of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary. So if you haven't had a chance to look at it, be sure to see it when this program is over. Chiefly, though, the hymns that we sing direct our thoughts to the Sacred Heart as we trust in him and ask him to watch over us as we travel the pathways of our life. The hymns often contain biblical references that can teach us, in simple words, many of the truths which we hold as Catholics about Jesus as represented in the Sacred Heart. It's in this context that I will attempt to offer a brief reflection prior to the introduction of each hymn this evening. We do not deny that the words for some of the hymns may speak of another age, possibly a simpler, less sophisticated time. All of them were composed over 100 years ago, but even today, the hymns can still speak to anyone who was brought up with them, or for that matter, for anyone who would care to listen, because the hymns are simple, prayerful, and direct. Nearly all of the hymns that we sing this evening fell into disuse by the late 1960s in order to make room for the compositions of modern musicians, writing mostly in a folk genre or style of music. Still, very few Sacred Heart hymns have been composed since Vatican II, and none of the major hymn notes that are found in the pews of American Catholic churches contain any hymns for the Sacred Heart. Pope Leo XIII dedicated the world to the Sacred Heart 120 years ago in 1899. This brought about the need for composing many Sacred Heart hymns, as Sacred Heart devotions were growing rapidly in the schools and parishes. In fact, within a few short years of Pope Leo's consecration, three different hymnals were published in the United States devoted exclusively to Sacred Heart hymns. We will sing several of these tonight. The hymns we will sing tonight are equally divided among American, British, and German musical styles, although most of them were used widely in all of the English-speaking countries. Our first hymn, O Sacred Heart, What Shall I Render Thee, is easily identified with Psalm 116, where the psalmist asks, What shall I render unto the Lord for all the benefits he has accorded me? This gratitude is interwoven throughout the entire hymn and with the refrain response, Then I shall love thee daily more and more. The words to this hymn were authored by the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, likely the Boston community. Several melodies for this hymn exist, but the one we will use first appeared in the Notre Dame Hymn Tune Book, published in Liverpool, England in 1906. It later found its way into many American hymn books. Reflect on the words of this majestic hymn, and renew your promise to make the sacred heart a part of your life, daily more and more. Let's stand for the first hymn.